Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend, and it's going to be a hot and steamy one. What a great time to get out in your backyard, fire up a grill, smoker, maybe even do a little deep frying of them fish, man, because they're biting right now. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Oh, some fish in the deep fryer sound really good right now. I'm kind of hungry already this morning.
Yeah,
welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us at The Grilling Guys. You can, of course, always look us up on the internet. Go to thegrillingguys.com. It's a fantastic site, and we update it all the time with all kinds of posts. There's recipes. You can reach out. You can even get a hold of Jop on that website if you want to.
Might be the only way.
Some people want to get a hold of Jop. Trust me. But thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining us. Some folks actually make an appointment for this show. I hear comments. I just heard one again yesterday. This guy says, "Yeah, run out to my garage every Saturday morning."
It's like, well, you know what? That's a great place to listen to Grilling
isn't
Guys
it, though?
While you're fussing around and maybe getting your grill going and smoker for the day and all of that.
Bring your coffee pot out there and, you know, get your Saturday morning going. Maybe a little Bailey's or something with it.
Family sleeping in. You're out there tinkering around.
Get a cigar going.
Not
get the
wrong.
Saturday off right.
Not wrong. But you know what? We're talking about Father's Day, and so maybe some of the ladies that are listening to the show this week can tune in a little closer because, you know, in classic Grilling Guys style, we're doing this last minute. We probably should have done this last weekend, but we didn't. So tomorrow's Father's Day, and you still got time. So we're going to break down some pretty cool recipes, maybe some gifts, a little bit of beer.
Yeah.
A little bit of this and that.
Yeah,
you know, Grilling Guys fashion.
That's right. One of the best days of the year, buddy.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's a new father out there, my son-in-law and my daughter.
Congratulations.
Delivered
first,
twins.
First grandchildren?
Yeah. So I'm now Grandpa Barbecue Bob.
Right. I got to come up with something better than that, but give me a minute. Yeah.
Barbecue geezer.
Yeah.
So anyway, the girls are Olive and Charlotte, and they came about a month early, as twins tend to want to do, but they're home now. My wife was out there for 10 days. She got there a half hour before delivery.
Awesome.
And she's just giddy.
Yeah. Lots and lots of pictures. Been following that one on Facebook. That's cool, man. I mean, the next generation is here.
In duplicate.
In the Nirmico clan. Now, they're not Nirmicos, but they're the little girls will... Oh, if they take after their mom and their grandma, they're going to be beautiful little girls.
So. Yeah. Well, there's a new father out in L.A., and he's going to be a great father. So it's a cool thing. Of course, we all had fathers, so everybody can relate to this. But you know what your dad meant to you is just a pretty cool thing, and we're going to try and celebrate that a little bit today. Jop, I spent last week out in Vermont. First time I ever spent that long in Vermont. And you have to go to the Green Mountains. It is gorgeous.
Been through there. Didn't stay, but I ended up in Maine for a week. But we drove through there. We hit the Niagara Falls thing.
Yeah, it's a cool place to explore because the hills are like Pennsylvania, kind of, or maybe taller. But, you know, everybody lives in the valleys. When you get out into those mountain states, everything happens in the valleys. New York, Pennsylvania, Vermont, you name it. And in every valley, there's a stream.
Sure.
So these cute little towns are lined up along a stream. And Montana's got a lot of towns like that too, but I just find this country to be just beautiful. And I brought home 2 half gallons of real maple syrup that was, you know, my client hand selected for me, the guy to get your syrup from, and I got to tell you it's pretty super.
Oh, there's nothing like that.
Pretty super.
And you know, one of the things I'll run down this road that I love to do with that real maple syrup is kind of make, this could be a great Father's Day. There's salmon in the river, salmon in the lakes right now. Get a nice salmon fillet, leave the skin on it, put it on a plank, and then drizzle a little bit of that maple syrup on there, some sea salt, and a little bit of crushed pepper. That's it. And put that thing on the smoker on that cedar plank and leave it there for 45 minutes till it flakes away, whatever you're running your smoker at. But
fish candy.
Oh, man, that glaze that syrup just kind of cooks down and gets a little bit tacky, and the salt and the pepper on
there.
The
only thing I do different is I take the skin off it.
Yeah. I know you like the skin. I leave the skin on because I like to scrape it off the board and let it just leave the skin right on there.
I'm just fussy. I don't like that white milk that comes out underneath it, presentation-wise.
Yeah. Sure, sure, exactly.
And I do like the absorption of that cedar flavor up into the salmon. First time I ever had it was when they opened up the Flat River Grill in Lowell.
Okay.
And we went there for like their soft opening, a VIP party. And little did I know all my kids would end up working there. But it was a cool place, and I ordered the plank salmon. And that was the first time I ever had it, like 10, 15 years ago, whenever it opened. But
right.
I couldn't believe how cool it was to taste the cedar in a piece of fish.
Yeah.
Who would have ever come up with that? I don't know. That was a great idea.
It is. And the thing is that when we were, where were we? We did a barbecue somewhere where we cut.
Houghton Lake.
It was a tip-up town in Houghton Lake. We actually did little pieces of plank cedar.
Jop's favorite salmon recipe.
Yeah, but it caught on fire. So when we pulled them off the grill with a set of tongs and we set it on a plate, the edges of the plank were still smoking and smoldering, and the fish was there. You want to talk about a cool presentation? That was the whip, man. People were oohing and aahing over that. It was cool.
We're being produced today by Mr. Brian Fonger, and he's a great sports announcer. Going to be doing some high school football this fall. Congratulations to you on that, Brian.
Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate that.
That's going to be nice.
Looking forward to it. Late August will be here before you know it.
But listen to that baritone voice, man. He's going to be great. Going to be great.
The next Brett Bakita, I'm telling you.
I've been groomed by the best in Brett Bakita.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So anyway, Brian, that cedar burning for Jop was, you would have thought he was in a tabernacle or something, because
I can imagine
the shiny object, you know. He's like burning his hands, he doesn't care.
Yeah,
look.
I could just see the look on Jop's face.
The grilling gods were smiling on that one. There had to be like 20-30 people in front of us, and we were pulling those things off and flaking them off and giving them a little bite, and it turned out great.
Oh, that was really feeding the seagulls. Yeah. Speaking of feeding seagulls, next weekend at Fen Valley, they're having their wine and food festival, and it starts on Saturday. And we did it last year. I kind of wish we were doing it this year, but we couldn't. It's just so much fun. It's a wonderful place. It's in Douglas, Fenville area on Lake Michigan. And Fen Valley, of course, one of our sponsors. Saturday, it's going to be from 1 to 6. It's only $8 to get in if you buy online in advance. And then you go to the VIP line. You shoot right in. You put your chair up at the stage where you want it. Buy your tickets online. Wonderful, wonderful day.
Outdoor festival. They got bands, great food. I know we did some grilling. We put a bunch of grilled food out last year that you could buy when you were there. And obviously, wonderful wine. And flows freely down there. I might know
it
as well.
It's just a cool event. And if you've always wanted to go to a vineyard, this is just a really nice one to go. They're friends of ours. And that's been one of my more favorable experiences at a vineyard.
Yeah.
It inspired me to plant my own vines.
Well, you got them there.
I do.
Doug helped you out.
Yeah, he did.
The proprietor there.
And then it goes on Sunday as well. They have a race on Saturday morning. And Sunday morning, they're having a vine wind 5K. So you can actually run through the vineyards naked. No, not naked. But you run through the vineyards anyway with your clothes on.
Right.
And if you want to check them out at Fen Valley Winery, just go to their website.
Might rub your grape on a vine. Ooh,
get
man.
Stop it. Stop it.
So, hey, it is Father's Day. Coming up next, we've got Niedermeyer is the founder of a brewery called Terra Firma. You're not going to want to miss this one because this guy's got some badass beer. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.